This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
Hello, it's another Player Profile and Projection. It's Talking Yanks. I'm Jimmy, that's Jake, and BBD in the corner, Code Yanks. Can I tell you something, Jake? This is a little aside. We're recording these in the morning, and one, I love doing the PPPs. They get me amped up. Even if we're a little negative and like a little sour, sure. I still just love the exercise of them and like thinking each player individually. I like recording in the morning a lot better. Got juice going right now. I am excited to talk about Seve. Before I throw it to you, I think, like we said with DJ, this is one of the guys who has a lot of control on the season. I do believe that. Not as much as DJ. And I don't know. I positively.
Right.
Like if Seve is injured again or misses time, I think they can overcome that and like balance out because they have the last couple years and the pitching's been good. But if Seve's good, that's what I'm saying. If Seve's good, the amount of positive that changes is incredible. So I'll throw it to you with that thought.
Hey, everyone. My name is Jake Storielli. Jimmy, Seve came back last year through a couple bullpen innings, which were pretty cool. I find myself forgetting that and remembering, and I'm like, that was fun. Bullpen Seve.
First one was scary. The next ones were really fun.
Yes. And you're right. Like, there is a high end to Luis Severino that if all clicks, we could get a 2018, 2017 Seve, and that would be awesome. I also, at the same amount, if there's a 20% chance of that, there's a 20% chance that, you know, Seve could get hurt or not be great. Like, it, you know, that's just being real. So, I was in the bathroom right before this, Jim.
Seriously?
And I said, what are my genuine expectations slash asks of Luis Severino this year? My first one jumped up, and it's one that we say for kind of a lot of Yankees. It's be a good Luis Severino for the playoffs. It's kind of a tough, tricky ask. But the other thing that I started talking to myself about was we could ask that for every Yankee. Like, be going to the playoffs and be the best version of yourself. It's kind of every baseball fan's asking away. So I took another step back and I said, what do I actually need from Luis Severino this year? And it would be for him to be ready for the playoffs, like I mentioned. I need one good stretch where he looks like Luis Severino. Like, I don't know if it's six games. I don't know if it's a month and a half, 2 months. Like, I need one stretch before that end of the year where he's ready to be stud Luis Severino. That it's like, yo, Seve was that dude again for a chunk of the season. It helped save the bullpen. It helped the Yankees get hot. I need one of those stretches to chew on this year. Because he's going to have to work out through some things this year, you have to assume. He hasn't given it a full tilt since 2018. So I need one of those. I need a good monster stretch from Seve to chew on for a little bit. And I think that's my, like, that is my ask.
One good stretch.
Like, yes.
My ask is a full season, or 5 of the 6 months.
Of what?
Starting.
Results don't matter.
I believe that if he does that, the results will be positive.
Okay.
Like, and that's a good place to be for the Severino's journey. for the New York Yankees as a team and results, you probably should be asking for more. But this guy's, you know, on a personal level, came out of nowhere in 17, was in the bullpen in 15 or 16, came out of nowhere as a starter in 17. They were debating, are we going to put this guy back in the rotation? 17, and he goes pole to pole as the ace of the staff, as basically his rookie season. 2018, the first half of the season, he is returned to form, absolutely dominant. Mm. Second half of 2018, tipping pitches, arm fatigue, one of the worst starters in baseball.
How long ago does that feel? Yeah.
That's the last time we've really seen him. I mean, I know we saw him last year in a couple outings, but that's the last time we really saw him was, that 2018 season, because he's just been bounced around the injuries. You've seen him a couple spring trainings. 2019, he got 3 starts, and then last year he got 4, like 7 outings since then. What a journey. So a little bit more rooting for the personal player here, because I have ties to him because he's homegrown and came up in 17, that I would find a lot of joy in if he just does it for a season. Like Tyone, there is a lot of joy after all that he went through that he made 25 starts last year. So if Sevy can make 20 to 25 starts this year, I'll be very happy for him on a personal level. I have ties to him. He's not like a guy that came in. He's a homegrown kid. We watched him succeed. For the Yankees, I think if he does that, we're getting good.
Right.
We're getting results. His velo went up last year, outing by outing, because it was, remember, we said it was worrisome. He came in the first day, and the results were good, but he was sitting 94.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to rebrand your pitch mix if that's what your new thing is. He ticked up from there to 95. Then his last outing, he sat 97.
Yeah.
Which is kind of who he is. So I'm hoping. So we'll take a look at that, right? Yeah. And then in 2018, first half, he was sitting 97, 98 some games.
He's 28 years old. Like, he's in kind of his athletic prime. It's, you know, early results aren't going to faze me too much if he looks like Sevy. Like, that's actually kind of a nice thing to have in your back pocket. Like, if it's April and Sevy's got a 4-5 ERA, but he's sitting 97, 98, and the stuff looks okay, it's like, all right, that's a great sign. And you are right. Like, if you had to circle things that are going to dictate the highs and lows of this Yankee season, like, Sevy and DJ are the two you kind of circle, I think. Like, after those guys, you'd almost circle, like, trade. Aaron Hicks.
I think on the pitching, you do have, like, Tyone and Monty. But Monty, you kind of know what you're getting, so not that, but
kind of the same with Tyone. Like,
Sevy stands
there's
out.
There's a range, but, like, Luis Severino could be, if he is Luis Severino of old, it's like, okay, pencil him in to be an all-star. He is one of baseball's elite pitchers. He could also not be that guy this year. And then you're right. It almost becomes like a let's eat innings and get them right for the playoffs, which is still like a very important player on a baseball team. And let's be honest, like if Sevy somehow rolled out a 4 flat ERA this year, which, you know, his career ERA is 3.43, and those numbers are boosted up a lot from his age 22 season when he had a 5.83. Luis Severino, since 2017, is a 3.08 ERA pitcher. Like, that's a special level of ball player. So, you're right. Like, if he can be healthy and on the field and the Yankees get to the postseason, we're going to tell ourselves Luis Severino is our 2, and boy, would that be such a different 2 than what we've had going into every playoffs since we've gotten Gerrit Cole. So, I don't know. In some ways, it's a low bar, but if we want this Yankee season to be a special one and one to remember, Sevy kind of has to be a dude.
Yeah.
It changed. it changes the whole Yankees outlook. I know we're starting to say the same thing, but we do our team profile and projections for every team for our Talk in Baseball. You guys should go check those out. If Seve is good Luis Severino, the Yankees genuinely have one of the better rotations in baseball. Like, Cole and Seve is would be a top 1-2 punch.
And Monty and Tyone are a good 3-4.
As 3-4s is really solid as well.
And when you say better, you mean cut the league in half, cut it in quarters, and it's probably second quarter still. Close, riding that line. It's not like top five.
If Seve's Seve, I think it could...
Seve's 2017, 2018 Seve? Or is Seve's just like good? If he's 2017, early 2018 Seve, then yes, that's a very good one.
Like too. 2018 Seve.
Okay.
Like, if he's 2018 Seve, the Yankees would have a top five rotation in baseball. Gerrit Cole is a top three pitcher in baseball. Seve would be a top
20.
15, 20 pitcher in baseball. And then Monty and Tyone, you know, you start going into third, fourth starters around baseball.
Yeah, Nestor's the best ever.
And Nestor's the GOAT. So, you're right. Like, and it just changes the Yankees' outlook. It's... Are we looking for Gerrit Cole to give his best effort and survive 4 days? Or are we getting like two stud efforts and then like the bullpen's rested for Monty Tyone? Like, it's the trickle down effect of baseball that, man. Like, if Seve's Seve, they have the best rotation in the East.
I don't know what the Rays are doing, but they're always scary.
Right.
Blue Jays have a decent rotation, no?
They have a good rotation. Well-liked around baseball, but their 1-2 is Berríos-Gausman.
They still have Ryu?
Ryu.
And then Manoah's pretty nasty.
Manoah, like, it depends what he is.
Blue Jays fans can take offense to that because I think it's a debate.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation. And we're saying if. Right. They don't have a big if.
Exactly.
We have a big if on
their overall range is much tighter.
Their ifs are not our if, but especially if we're talking playoff series, you would take the 1-2 punch of Cole and Seve over Gausman and Berríos. IMO.
Yeah.
And that's, again, if Luis Severino is really, really good, which isn't a lock at all.
And this conversation is hard because we haven't seen him as a starter since 2018. So we don't know. Like, it's not like the pitch mix. We don't know what's been plaguing him the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We know what plagued him in 2018. At the end, it was tipping a little bit, and I think a little bit of arm fatigue. But so there's not, hey, he needs to do this more or this more. I'm interested to see how he attacks this approach or, you know, like it's use the output. We have none of that. It's gas and filth. That was the formula. Mm. And I hope that we get back to that. You know, there's not a lot of that conversation to say. It's health, and then what are we going to get? And it's a wait and see. But like I said, there is a lot of me just rooting for Seve as the player to announce himself being back to form and healthy. And he does have shoulder soreness in spring right now. Or I don't know if it's shoulder, sorry. Arm soreness. Or general soreness. Did they say where? Did they say it was in the arm? We're talking about a foot?
I think I saw a tweet that said, like, they said general, but I think Boone or whoever was speaking did allude to an arm or, like, pointed at their arm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And I'm so interested because Seve is a pitcher, the last time we saw him from 2017. In 18, 19, 20, 21, the last 4 years, 2018 he was good. In the last 3 years, we have seen the pitch mix change again. Fastball slider is going by the wayside for a lot of guys, and it's two-seam changeup becoming the mix. So,
a good slider always has played in baseball.
Good slider, his slider, but a lot of guys are weeding out the four-seam for two-seam.
Is a fun conversation in the game.
So right I just now. Wonder, we haven't seen him for a while. Yeah. Is it change?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, those playoff starts in 2019, pretty good. At least statistically, I don't remember the full vibe around
it. It was a battle, and he
in
didn't
2019,
look, he didn't look like full Seve,
yeah,
but
no.
He did his...
The Houston game, based on like walks and stuff, it seems like that one was a real battle.
No, the Minnesota one was a real battle. It was scary. He had like the bases loaded.
He did what was asked.
Yeah, yeah.
Got out of it.
He got...
They were up 2-0.
He got out of it, but if I remember, It was scary. Because it was... Was that game three?
Game three, Minnesota. Four innings, four hits, two walks. So there was action traffic. Every inning.
First inning, he walked the guy, got a double play, which I think was a very nice play. Or maybe not. But then it was a double walk to open the second, single. Double walk, single to open the second. So bases... he gave up a run, and then he got out of that. Pop fly, strikeout, and those strikeouts were like huge. He put two on in the third as well, got out of it. So it was a lot of like dancing.
Playoff baseball got it dancing.
Done. Got it done.
Playoff baseball dancing. His projections from Baseball Reference.
How do they even do that?
Oh, these are...
Oh my
here's
God.
What I'll tell you. Here's what I'll
read them to me. I don't want to look. I want you. No, you want me to look?
No, I just. I here's what I'll tell you.
I'm looking.
The reliability, 9%.
Love it.
I'm say a computer. I'm admitting to you, I'm a POS, and I'm wrong.
Well,
here's information.
Well, I mean, of course it's 9%. That's what we're saying.
I think I could give the computer different numbers. Like, I think I could give the computer, like, 100 innings pitched, 100 Ks, 3.8 ERA, and it would be like 25% reliability.
All right, so they have like, him starting 5 games.
They have 35 innings.
7 games.
35
innings. 5 innings, 7 games. I mean, you can understand the they based this off of recent he was a reliever last year. He started in the playoffs. Like I understand that. I'm not mad at the computer
here. I'm mad at the computer.
The computer did not get good info here.
I could give the computer better info.
What's your projection? That's what I'm saying.
My fake projection I just gave, 100 innings, 100 Ks, would give you a better reliability percentage than this. What is this?
What's your reliability on 100 innings, 100 Ks?
It would have been like 33%. Because that's still all bullshit.
Okay.
So I'm a little disappointed at a computer giving me something with 9% reliability.
I love it. I don't think we've ever seen one that low.
I think you like it because the computer here is an idiot.
I think the computer is saying to the human, go fuck yourself.
9%.
You didn't give me enough info. So here you go. You know, if someone has asked me a question about
I hate this computer.
Math, I'd be like, well, here's my answer. But that's at 9% reliability.
Right.
The computer's answering this.
I love when a computer's like, I don't fucking know.
Forfeit.
It's honest. It's honest.
The computer's spitting out these numbers.
Here, let's do this will tell us. We'll load the random video. And this will really let us know.
Playoff runs.
Mm.
Is this a playoff game? They gave us a playoff game.
It's tough.
Single. That's tough to get a single. They're already losing. This was the game from hell, right?
In game two. 5 innings, 1 run. And that one's into right field, a base hit. Benintendi
game from hell. That's a good sign.
It's a bad sign.
Keep on we got out of that inning, he's clearly done, and they left him in.
They left him in. Me and Joe's were at that game together. All right, swing and strike.
CJ Cron, breakout player last year.
2-0.
What's that, 98?
98 fastball, huge. Lower quadrant. Love it. Cool. Okay, cool.
What's a final stat line you're looking at?
For me, it's
innings pitched.
Game started. Because I want him to, don't want him to get sent to the pen.
25's your number?
20. Well, I said I'd give him a month of like general soreness, needs to rejuvenate. Something lingers because he's bound. It's his first full season.
Skip starts
because it's his first full season.
Extra rest.
So. How many starts does a pitcher usually get in a month? 4 to 5. 4.5, we'll say, for this exercise. 4.5 times 5 leads you at 22 starts. So 22? 20 to 25. Yeah, that's kind of what I set the start to.
Well, Max's over-under is 19.5 starts.
Let's go over.
Pump it.
Over.
Pump it, Sevy.
He hasn't pitched in a while, so like I don't think you're going to get like 170 innings, 30 starts.
Right.
But I like it.
After Tyone last year, I'm interested to see.
Sure, they weren't scared.
I'm excited. How many years does he have left?
7.
1 year?
He has an option after this year, so basically if he's any good, they'll probably pick it up pick up his option.
If he's anything around Seve, he's back next year.
Let's do it.
Be good.
Be good. No.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.